461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We're going to be talking about an issue today that's prominent, prevalent, and increasingly distracting from the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is covenant theology? Replacement theology. It's very simply Calvinism boiled down, but what does it mean? What does it do? How does it interact with what is true biblical theological doctrinal interpretation of the scripture? That's where we're going today. And it comes about, let me just give you a little simple introduction. It comes about as a result of President Donald Trump's commission for religious liberty, called the Religious Liberty Commission. On that Religious Liberty Commission, we have Catholics, conservative Christians, Christians otherwise, and Islamics, and other, how would you say, religions. How are we to have religious, i.e., we would call it Christian liberty, if we have that juxtaposition that's making decisions on and guiding and directing the process, the procedure, and the protocol of what President Donald J. Trump does in relationship to our constitutional liberties in America? That's where we're going today. That's what we're going to talk about. And by the way, Candace Owens is part and parcel of the problem. Tucker Carlson is a major issue in the problem scenario today. And as a result of what has just recently happened on President Trump's Religious Liberties Commission, where they had to literally remove one of the members of the commission, then as a result of that, an Islamic leader on the commission said, because you fired her, removed her, I'm going to quit also. We'll talk about what does this connote. What does it mean? How should we relate to it? What should we do as Christians in America today? Should we allow false theology, false doctrinal beliefs to prevail on the Religious Liberties Commission? If that is the case, then we're going to have a major, major difficulty in the future with anything that's called biblical Christianity having a hope to survive, even in the Trump administration. Now, I'm not trying to fault Trump, because there's some enacted legislation that causes Trump to have to follow in his appointment to the commission, the Religious Liberties Commission, because under the, I've forgotten the act, it's an appointment act, I believe it's called, but it requires any appointment on any commission to have a juxtaposition, a cross mixture of beliefs on the particular subject or the particular area. Cannot just be one conservative Christian belief. That therein lies the problem. We're going to talk about that today. Love to have your response, your thoughts, your input. Is Israel to be viewed as Israel? Are the Jewish people Israelites? Is there a separation, a bifurcation of the nation of Israel and the Jewish people? Can you have a Jewish nation without a Jewish populace? That's what it boils down to. That's the real essence of the question. We're going to talk about that today. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, whether it's this issue or others, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, made this statement, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Now I'm going to take a little more time on that, more than I normally do, in the monologue introductory statements. Jesus says, if you continually continue in my word, that means constantly dwell on, read on, study on, ponder on my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed could be translated truly. You're truly my disciple if you constantly dwell on my word, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that a lot of people that will say the truth shall make you free, but it's in context with talking about the truth of the Word of God. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the scripture says, thy word is truth. That's a declaratory statement about the Word of God. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It didn't say truth endures forever. Truth of the Lord endures forever. So how long is forever? It is forever, unending, everlasting, non-ending, if you will. And ladies and gentlemen, may I ponder a moment. That's the very essence of the problem in dealing with covenant theology and replacement theology. It's taking scripture verses out of context, twisting them, perverting them, and make it say whatever you want it to say. That's the problem with Tucker Carlson. By the way, Tucker Carlson has no theological, doctrinal, biblical background of training. Tucker Carlson came out of Episcopalian and I believe just recently converted to perhaps Roman Catholicism. I don't know. But the brief research that I've done on Tucker Carlson, he has destroyed, in my opinion, his integrity, his reputation, when he gets into the realm of eschatological, prophetic, theological, doctrinal scripture from the Word of God and trying to interpret and literally laugh at and make fun of what we as conservative Christians believe. You say, I didn't know Tucker Carlson has done that. I'll read you some articles in relationship to that on this broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you, we need to stick to thy word is truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factually true today. Not just in the political realm, not just in the societal realm, not just in the economic or military realm, but even in the spiritual Christian realm today. We have major division today among Christians about this question of dispensational theology, replacement theology, covenant theology. Dispensational theology is biblical, but you cannot say that the church is today's Israel. You cannot say that God is dealing with Israel today in past tense, not dealing with Israel today in present tense, and therefore all that God said to the nation of Israel is applicable to the church today. I could go into great detail, if time would allow, and show you how laughable, how sad, how serious that would be if we would take as fact that God is no longer dealing with Israel. It would make multitudes of scripture texts in context to be absolutely out of context and incorrect. But yet we find those today that are taking the position that God is no longer dealing with Israel, but is dealing with the church, and church is replacement, replacing the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not true. But the problem is that we have a decline in truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Listen to a brief paragraph of what former Senator Jim DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly the core essence of what we're dealing with today. A failure to recognize Scripture as the first, foremost, and final authority. Not what some denominational dogma may say. Not what some 15th century theologian, John Calvin, conjured in his mind and said. That is simply not true. I find it fascinating and sad when I see preachers, pastors, when I hear them, when I see them communicating about the Word of God. I can tell just about every time when they're simply quoting and giving the mouth response to what some old mistaken historian may have said or a theologian may have said, rather than looking at what does the Scripture say in context. You know, you've heard me say perhaps many times, and I teach this in the Bible college in the classes that I have the privilege of lecturing in. Scripture must be in context. There are five things important. Context, 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 context. If it's a text out of context, it's a pretext and should never be used for a text. And yet that is the essence of what is taking place today with the replacement theology. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stick to what is truth. Truth is the Word of God, nothing more and nothing less. I go back to a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Now listen, I quote this just about every broadcast. This does not mean that I embrace all of Jan Hus's theology in that culture, in that era. But I do stand with him on this statement. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day as Christians, that we seek the truth, learn it, love it, listen to it, and live it, defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. In just a moment, we'll open our telephone lines and start taking your telephone calls today. What I'm wanting us to understand is, what are the appointments on the commission? The Religious Liberties Commission was Carrie Jean Prejean, P-R-E-J-E-A-N, Prejean of Prejean, Bowler, B-O-L-L-E-R. Henceforth, I'll just call her Ms. Bowler. But Ms. Bowler was recently removed from her because of her stand against Israel. Listen, Bowler criticized Israel and basically says that any and all Christians that stand with Israel are Zionists and are standing against God's Word, the Bible. When Bowler was first confronted with her stand, which is literally a stand against President Trump. President Trump, as you know, stands with Israel, as every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, every American should stand with Israel, the apple of God's eye. And ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear in Psalms 122, verse 6, that we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem each and every day as Christians. It is understood that every nation that blesses Israel will be blessed, and every nation that curses Israel shall be cursed, according to Zechariah chapter 12 and through 14. May I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize our responsibility and our authority in the scripture that God's given us. Let me just read you. It's a 5-page article. I'm not going to read it all. But the headline says, former Miss California ousted from White House commission following anti-Semitism row, R-O-W. Carrie Jean Bowler initially refused to step down from a religious liberty advisory body after derailing a panel on Jew hatred and repeated claims anti-Zionism isn't anti-Semitic. Listen to this argument. Catholic right-wing activist Carrie Jean Bowler has been removed from the White House Religious Liberty Commission over what the chair called her political agenda during a public hearing on anti-Semitism this week. The announcement of Bowler's removal by Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, by the way, Dan Patrick is the chairman of the commission, an evangelical Christian, on Wednesday came after Bowler spurned calls to resign. In other words, she had been asked to resign by others that had called her at the behest of Dan Patrick. She refused to do so. She refused to step down. She said she had a right, a responsibility, and a freedom to exercise her thoughts and her position. Even though she was questioned and challenged, ladies and gentlemen, about being anti-Trump and anti-Trump agenda and anti-Trump's protocol is where he stands. She says, I have a right to take this stand. Further in this article, it says, Bowler has been removed from President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission. Dan Patrick wrote in his article on X, that is social media platform, no member of the commission has the right to hijack a hearing for their own personal political agenda on this issue or any other issue. This is clearly, without question, what happened Monday in our hearing on anti-Semitism in America. This was my decision. I'd rather die than bend the knee to Israel. Now, who do you think made that statement? Ms. Bowler. I'd rather die than bend the knee to Israel. Bowler, a model and Catholic right-wing activist named to the panel back in June. Bowler defended Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson against anti-Semitic allegations, disputed the idea that blaming Jews for killing Jesus is anti-Semitic itself, and said her Catholic faith prohibits her from supporting Israel in any fashion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that there is a platform within Roman Catholicism that disagrees with and objects to Israel as a nation? Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that this present Pope, U.S.-born Pope, is one of the most, political popes that we've had? Because he is born in America, there's a mindset that he can pick up the telephone and give orders and directions to President Donald Trump. In fact, out of kindness, because this present Pope was born in America, President Trump had already given him an invitation to be one of the keynote speakers on the special July the 4th, 250th anniversary of the United States of America. Pope has now, President Trump has now disinvited him because of his stand on what Trump is doing. In fact, the Pope is against what Trump and America has done in Gaza with the Hamas Islamic jihadist. The Pope is against what President Trump is doing now in Iran. Trump is blaming Trump. I mean, the Pope is blaming Trump of criminal warfare and killing people in Iran. And I could go on and on and on. This article reads, Bowler defends Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson against anti-Semitism allegations, disputed the idea that blaming Jews for killing Jesus is anti-Semitic, said her Catholic faith prohibits her from supporting Israel. Quote, listen to this, I am a Catholic, and Catholics do not embrace Zionism, just so you know, so are all Catholics anti-Semitic? Boil down. Bowler's position is that there's a separation and a dichotomy between what is called the nation of Israel and the Jewish people as Israelis. She is against the Jewish people, and because the Jewish people are in in fact, she disagrees. She, Bowler, says that where Christians and conservatives interpret Ezekiel chapter 37, where it was the rebirth of Israel after 2,500 years of diaspora being scattered all around the globe, she disagrees and vehemently says that is not an illustration, that is not an indication, that is not a scriptural text that validates Israel becoming a nation in 1948. She says this: I would really appreciate it if you would stop calling Candace Owens an anti-Semite. She's not an anti-Semite. She just doesn't support Zionism. What Bowler is saying is every Christian that stands with Israel is called a Zionist. She just doesn't support Zionism, and that really has to stop. The Religious Liberties Commission was created by U.S. President Donald J. Trump in May with the mandate to offer recommendations. Listen, the purpose of the commission: offer recommendations on expanding religious liberties by the president. Bowler, who was converted to Catholicism just in April, was named on the commission by President Trump in June. No stranger to controversy, the model was named Miss California in 2009. But was stripped of her title months later when she criticized gay marriages, which was a proper stand at the time. In recent months, she was frequently promoted anti-Israel rhetoric and defended Carlson and Owens on her Instagram account. Bowler faced pushback during Monday's meeting, including from Catholic commissioners who disputed her characterization of Catholic doctrine, and from the commission's sole Jewish member, Rabbi Meir. Her behavior today, this writer says, her behavior today was absolutely disgraceful and ought not to happen anymore. One other footnote in this article. Bowler says, I refuse to resign. I'm shocked that you would abuse the trust of President Trump and his commission to instead on focusing on the to elevate religious liberties. If you're not planning on helping young Americans such as yourself fight for religious liberties, then I encourage you to give your seat to someone else who will, was the statement from the chairman of the commission. Here's the final statement from Bowler. I will not be bullied. I have religious freedom. I refuse to support any government that is bombing civilians and starving families in Gaza, and that does not make me an anti-Semite. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the essence of the story, and that's what we're dealing with today. What is replacement theology? That's the problem that Bowler has, and multitudes of others today. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I thank God, I think you had a little problem or something, a medical problem, and I thank God that you are still here.
Well, God still has a plan for us, and as I tell people, he has our number, and as I've said so often, as we get up in age, there are no replacement parts, and we're on the manufacturer's recall list.
I like that.
But I'm thankful to be here. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. I don't know why she won't step down. I mean, in Genesis, when God told Abraham, I bless those that bless you, and I curse those that curse you, and when President Trump pulled our embassy out of Tel Aviv and put it in Jerusalem, it was like hell on fire. But he was doing what God said, I believe.
Absolutely. In fact, the bottom line is, Kenneth, this dear lady, I'm sure she is sincere, but she's sincerely wrong. She is just operating in the realm of mythology, and I just simply say she is myth-taken with what she thinks and says. There's nothing in the Scripture that validates covenant theology, replacement theology, as it is called so often today. In fact, when you hear the term covenant theology, replacement theology, you're hearing what can also be called Calvinism. in that realm, Kenneth, and for our listeners, that simply says, the boil down of it is, God has ceased dealing with Israel. And today, the church has replaced Israel. Therefore, all of God's dealing is with the church. And all the promises God made to Israel are now promises that can be allocated to the church. That's simply incorrect. That's simply unbiblical. When God made a covenant with Israel, it was an everlasting covenant. When God made a covenant with Israel, it was a unilateral covenant. It wasn't bilateral. God didn't say, I'm going to give you the land if you do this, this, and this. It was God's covenant, unilateral. God made the covenant right with Israel. And that covenant is everlasting. It's an everlasting covenant according to the scripture. So I'm against anybody that takes a stand that Israel no longer exists, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the here's another statement by Bowler. Bowler has defended her remarks by claiming they're a matter of Catholic conscience, and they stated she will not surrender her religious liberty of what she describes as Zionist supremacy. She has also questioned whether her criticism of Israel should be labeled as anti-Semitic, suggesting that such accusations are politically motivated. Listen, she is claiming that her position of standing against Israel as a people, as a nation, is a Catholic position. Yet I've read behind two or three others in upper echelon of Catholicism says that is not the Catholic dogma or position. But yet, whether it be in the realm of religion in general, whether it be in the realm of denominationalism, even multitudes in what is called evangelicalism, you can find that embrace the false, phony doctrine of what is called replacement theology. It's wrong. You got another question? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I tell you what. I used to listen to Jimmy Swagger, and once he said that, like you were saying about the covering, that not replacement theology, saying that America is America is now the new Jerusalem, and I'm gonna tell you, as he said that the Washington is the new Jerusalem, I cut him loose.
I suggest to anybody, and I'm not trying to be too dramatic or dogmatic, but I suggest to anybody, if you're in a church, if you're in a theological doctrinal position with any denomination that says that the church is spiritual Israel, they have misinterpreted, they have taken one or two or three verses and twisted them out of context and make them stand up and bark like a dog and call it a dog. And that is simply not the case theologically, doctrinally, biblically. God has always dealt with Israel, and God is dealing with the church. And in the Old Testament, Israel is the elect people of God. In the New Testament, the church, the Christians, are the elect of God. In the scripture, this says in the Romans, the 11th chapter, that one day all of Israel shall be saved. And you find in Zechariah, the 12th chapter, verses 7 and following, that takes place in the last days, during the days of the tribulation, when Israel is so diminished as a result of the Antichrist battle against the Jewish people, that they receive Yeshua Messiah, whom we have slain, and they are entered into the millennial reign with the church age saints. So we need to recognize God's word stands. God's word is first, foremost, and final, not what some dogma may be restated and believed today. But Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read a brief portion of another article. Lieutenant Governor of Texas, the chairman of the commission, the Religious Liberties Commission, says that Bowler has been removed from President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission. No member of the commission has the right to hijack a hearing for their own personal political agenda on any issue. The commission has done outstanding work through 5 hearings. No more are scheduled. The testimony has been both illuminating and heartbreaking. Under the Biden administration, Americans of all faith have their religious liberty not only stolen, but they have been punished for standing for their faith. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue our thought just after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJF.